Beautiful Girl by Timothy Bake. The hotel room stank of wine. The ambiance created by the soft lighting soothed the young man's nerves. A lot of thoughts were running through his mind, but he felt empty, almost numb. He was lying on his bed, flipping through different channels on the television, the sound off, either because he was bored or he felt he owed himself some lonely comforts. He decided to get more drunk. He reached for the phone next to the bed and called up room service. "More wine, please."
"Right away, sir,"
the lady replied from the other line. He continued to go through the channels on the television, and after going through them all at least four times, he turned the machine off and walked towards the window. It was a pretty decent view. The buildings were erected, standing tall and proud. He felt envious of the buildings, protruding and unmoving. He picked up his glass and finished what was left of the wine. And then his mobile rang. He checked who was calling. It was his wife. He hesitated for a second before picking up. "Hey, honey."
"Hey, sweetie, how's everything?"
"Fine. Getting used to Shanghai?"
"Sort of. It's a beautiful city."
"I bet it is. How did today's reading go?"
"It went fine."
"That's good." There was a slight pause. "How are the kids?" he asked finally.
"Oh, they're great. Cecile had her talent show today at school. She was nervous before the performance, but during her turn, she absolutely killed it."
"Mm-hmm. And Robbie got a gold star for his drawing today. You need to see what he's drawn when you come back. He drew a picture of us all with Mummy and Daddy holding hands and our house in the background. How adorable is that?"
"Real adorable."
The doorbell rang.
"Honey, I have to go. I've got some guests coming over."
"This late?"
"They're potential publishers. We have an important meeting right now."
He opened the door.
Okay. Well, good luck."
"Thanks.
Love you."
"Love you too." This was his third bottle of wine, and he was really starting to feel the effect. He walked into the bathroom and looked at himself in the mirror. His face was red, and when he put his hands on his cheeks, he could feel the warmth. It was getting way too hot. He turned the tap on and splashed some water on his flushed face. It was a heavenly splash. After repeating this a few times, he convinced himself that he was feeling much better and went back into the main room. He then suddenly felt this urge of sadness rise up in him, and he thought he was almost going to cry. But the tears stayed inside, continuing to rot his metal-like heart. He told himself he should go for a walk. So he grabbed his jacket, took his room key card, and left the room. The hotel lobby was deserted except for the concierge desk. The woman behind the desk gave a slight bow and said, "Good evening, sir." He nodded back in recognition. He walked through the revolving glass door, and the chilling Shanghai winter breeze gave a soft slap to his face. He now felt completely awake. He lit one cigarette, started to walk along the wall of the hotel, and turned a corner. There were massive pillars stretched out across a court. Fancy decoration, he thought to himself, and continued to walk. There was a family walking on one side of the court and a couple making out behind a pillar on the other side, thinking no one was watching. He kept strolling across the court until a lady accosted him.
"Ni hao shan sheng," the lady spoke.
"Ni hao," he replied. That was about the only phrase in Chinese he knew. Then she continued to speak.
Sorry, I don't know Chinese," he interrupted her.
"Oh, sorry, sir. Do you want lady, some massage, some sex?"
She spoke in broken English.
"No, thank you."
"Very beautiful lady, I can get you."
"No, really, it's okay."
He didn't back down.
"Very cheap. Very, very beautiful lady, I get you. Do anything with her. She seduce you."
She was very insistent, almost passionate. Suddenly, he felt pity for her, pity for this poor girl walking around outside different hotels in the cold, trying to sell whores to foreign guests just so she can get by. Then he realized how beautiful this girl was. Her eyes were clear and honest. Her nose was cutely round and her mouth was small and endearing. She must be in her early 20s, he thought to himself. She was wearing a white winter jacket, standard jeans, UGG boots and a woolen hat.
He was so mesmerized by her that soon he wasn't even paying attention to what she was saying. He could only notice her mouth moving and the visible breath coming out of her mouth every time she opened it.
Sir? Sir, okay?
Okay, he replied, without even knowing what he was saying.
Thank you, sir, thank you.
She was ecstatic. She grabbed one of his hands and shook it violently. How much will this be? He asked her.
600 yuan, 1 hour, she replied.
Okay, sure. He took another long drag from his cigarette.
Your room number can I have, please?
902.
Okay, I send girl in 2 minutes, okay? Wait, it's not you?
She seemed confused. It won't be you coming up? He rephrased his question.
No, I send you another girl, different girl, beautiful girl.
He was oddly disappointed. But you're a beautiful girl, he said.
Oh, thank you,
she said, while blushing and smiling.
But I sent you more beautiful girl, more...
She was looking for a word.
More sexy.
I don't want a sexy girl, I want you. He couldn't believe he just said those words. But then again, he was drunk and horny in the middle of a foreign city where consequences were invisible.
Oh, sorry, I don't do sex, I only sell, but I send you very, very beautiful girl.
He didn't know how to react. He still had the opportunity to end all this, but because he felt loyal to this girl he was supremely attracted to, he took one more drag from his cigarette and nodded his head. Back in the hotel room, MTV was on the television, the sound off, the lamps were on, the main light off, and the young man sat on his bed in silence, sipping his wine. He drew a picture of all of us with Mummy and Daddy holding hands and our house in the background. How adorable is that? He violently shook his head in order to get the conversation he had had with his wife out of his mind, but it remained for a bit too long. He was starting to feel really uncomfortable, almost sick. Then he ran to the bathroom, opened the toilet, and threw up. His puke was red, and he couldn't tell if it was blood or the wine. He threw up once more, flushed the toilet, closed the lid, wiped his mouth, and re-entered the main room. That's when the doorbell rang.
Good evening, sir. The whore spoke with a seducing smile.
Hello to you too, he said, and closed the door behind her. She was dressed quite normally, a black jacket that went down to her knees, black tights, black leather gloves, and black heels. She took her jacket off, revealing a tight black one-piece. Would you like a drink? He asked.
No, thank you.
Her English was quite good. Suit yourself. Then he took a massive gulp from his glass of wine. By the way, I figured you should know this is my first time doing this.
You're a virgin?
She asked in surprise while hanging her jacket on the clothes hanger. No, my first time paying for sex.
Oh, it's okay, don't worry. I'll take care of everything, she said, while laughing.
She was definitely an attractive woman, a lot older than the girl he met downstairs. She must have been around his age.
What's your name? He asked.
Kikai.
But my English name is Kinky.
Nice name.
How about yours?
She took her heels off and was starting to unzip her dress. Stuart, he lied.
Also a nice name, she said.
Not really. She was now taking her tights off, revealing a black and pink thong. She turned around and shook her ass for him.
You like?
She asked with a smile. He nodded without smiling.
Wait just a second, she said, and walked into the bathroom.
He lay down on his bed, still fully clothed, and gave out a big sigh. He could hear the tap turn on in the bathroom. Some teenage girls were dancing in silence on the television screen. He stared at the screen until his eyes started to hurt. Kinky walked out after a few minutes, now wrapped only in a towel, and sat right next to him. She then started to unbuckle his belt and unzip his pants. He dropped his head on the pillow and just stared at the ceiling. She took his pants off and then his boxers. He closed his eyes and allowed the primitive nature to overwhelm him.
Do you want to fuck me real now?
He nodded, still staring at the ceiling.
Which position would you like?
I'm a bit tired, so can I stay like this?
Okay.
She climbed on top of him and started to ride him, moaning constantly. He couldn't tell if she was enjoying herself or not. He couldn't tell if he was enjoying himself or not. He closed his eyes.
He drew a picture of us all with Mummy and Daddy holding hands and our house in the background. How adorable is that? He opened his eyes again. MTV was still on. This time a bunch of teenage boys were dancing in silence. The young man was pouring himself another glass of wine while the whore was cleaning herself up in the bathroom. He took big sips. He was still completely naked. There was no need to clothe himself, to clothe his shame. He befriended shame. The whore walked out, also completely naked, and started to dress herself. 600, right? He asked. Yes. He walked over to his pants, took out his wallet, and took out 6 100-yuan notes. Here you go, he gave it to her. Thank you, she took it and smiled. He was outside the hotel again, smoking a cigarette. A cigarette after sex was the best kind of cigarette. Didn't matter if it was good sex or bad sex. It was getting colder and he could feel his hands go numb. He was lost in thoughts but gave up trying to reach a solid conclusion. He checked the time. It was 1 a.m. The city was starting to fall asleep. He took one last drag from his cigarette and stubbed it out. He turned around to head back into the lobby when someone called out to him.
Sir.
He turned around. It was the girl. Oh, hey, he said.
Did you like? She asked.
It was okay, thank you.
No, I thank you. Here's my card. When you come back to Shanghai, call me. I get you more girls.
He took the card offered to him. Is this your number? He asked.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. There was a slight pause. They were staring at each other. Then she smiled. He smiled back at her.
How old are you? He finally asked.
21.
You're a student then?
No money to go to school. I work.
Oh, is this your full-time job?
No, I have many jobs. I work at restaurant, I work at computer store, I sell girls.
Interesting.
How old are you, sir?
How old do you think I am?
32.
Really? I look that old to you? She laughed.
Do you smoke? He took out his packet of cigarettes.
Yes.
He took 2 cigarettes out, lit them both, and offered one to her.
Thank you.
She took it and started to smoke while trembling because of the cold weather.
Listen, how long have you been out here?
He asked her pitifully.
4 hours. You must be freezing.
No problem, she replied while taking another drag from her cigarette. There was another silent pause between them, this time longer.
You businessman? She asked him.
No, I'm a writer.
Ah, books? Newspapers? Magazines?
Books.
I want to read, but my English very bad, she said.
It's fine, don't sweat yourself.
Huh?
Never mind, he said with a smile. He felt strangely comfortable talking to someone who didn't completely understand him.
So you're trying to make money to go to school?
No, I make money for my grandma.
Your grandma?
Yes, my grandma very sick. I make money. She goes to good hospital.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
No problem.
She took another drag from her cigarette and gave another shudder.
Do you like Chinese massage? She asked.
I've never had one before.
I give very good Chinese massage, only 200 yuan.
No sex? She gave out a laugh.
No sex.
He was oddly relieved.
Do you want massage?
Sure. He finished his cigarette. She finished hers too.
Should we go now? He asked.
Okay. Then they walked back into the hotel. While they were waiting for the lift, he asked her,
What's your name, by the way?
Menu. That's a really nice sounding name. What does it mean? She giggled.
What? Very embarrassing.
Why?
What does it mean? Beautiful girl.
The lift arrived.